Welcome to the Authority of Love. My name is Greg Williams, and thanks again for joining us on the broadcast or podcast. Now, in this second edition of this transition series, we're calling it, on studying what truth and love is according to God's word and wisdom, we're going to begin to ask, today and tomorrow at least, some very poignant questions and see whether or not we are identifying, defining, and applying God's idea of love, the only one that really matters, right? With ours and the culture's concept of love. So we're going to contrast that, ask some questions, and see where we are with that, because it makes all the difference in the world and in eternity, actually. In so doing, our prayer is to get us to realize that we may be missing out on what love truly is, His love, by not walking in His truth and His spirit, but according to our own flesh and worldly thinking and ideology or ideologies, and we've accepted them, calling it love, so we feel good about it, okay? Now, if you're listening today on WJMM 99.1, thank you. That's on the FM dial of your Central Kentucky radio station here. You can also listen to podcasts today and the previous two if you go to WJMM.com, click on their podcast tab, and the Love and Lordship links there. Or you can go and find these and many more at loveandlordship.com, loveandlordship.com. And we have all kinds of podcasts and videos and articles. If you want these specifically, click on the Vimeo link or the Podbean link. Or you can just click right there on read, listen, or view, or watch, I think it is. Watch, read, and listen. Those three will get you these and many more. So thank you for that. And contact us. Let us know what you're thinking there. Loveandlordship@gmail.com. Loveandlordship@gmail.com. And you can connect with us. And again, I'd love to carry on a dialogue, engage with you about these things, because we are, in many cases, we're far from. We still define. I see it in marriages all the time. I see it in churches. I'm not talking about the world. We know that they don't know what this is. I'm talking about those of us who claim to know Christ as Savior and walk with Him as Lord, not understanding His truth about what love is. And so we're living it according to the world. That's huge. So with that said, we continue with this short series that bridges this gap of truth and love between loving God, knowing all of His names that we just finished up that series a couple days ago, to knowing and loving who we are in Christ so we can fulfill the first and second greatest command. Ultimately then, from loving God, loving who we are, to loving others and showing them this love, right? Much of what we call love in our culture today is glorified lust. Now that doesn't always mean sexual. It just means I've got a vested interest and I should get something out of this. Love never does that. And it's applied according to our feelings and emotions, our circumstances and fleshly relationships, rather than the truth that is His love, the only love that really exists. So with that said, let's pick up with our initial scripture on wisdom to guide us into His truth and love. Wisdom, truth and love from God's word, the second part of this series. We begin with Proverbs 9:10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. You see, yesterday's opening scripture text told us to get wisdom as the most important thing. Today we find out just where that wisdom begins, fear of the Lord. As we continue to look at love as the bridge between God and us, and between us and Him and others, both as we receive His love, and then learn to love Him, ourselves, and others, we got to pause to recognize why this is so. You see, God is the author. We talk about this in our book, the opening chapters of our book, The Authority of Love, second edition. God is the author, and therefore, root word, right, the authority over all things. As we continue to focus on who He is, in particular, that He is truth and love, remember our final day on Monday, in the names of God? Go back and listen to that one on WJMM.com. Or you can find it again at Vimeo or Podbean at loveandlordship.com. We have to pay attention to what He said and did to define and model love for us. Even His very definition of authority is rooted in loving service and giving of himself. Matthew 20, 20 through 28, with no expectation. I'm not doing this because I'll get something. I'm giving this completely to give you an opportunity to be saved, to show you what love looks like. It's up to you as to whether you respond or not. Then he modeled that very same thing in John 13, 1 through 17 in the upper room. We know it as his washing his disciples' feet, but there's so much more to it than that. So what does that say to us about love? Well, I think that first of all, we need to lay down our definitions of love that are rooted in and grounded in emotions, feelings, attractions, and desires. It doesn't mean that they're not present. It just means that they can't define love. Even though these can be and are part of love, they should not define it. We must find it in our willful acts of obedience to him and to serving others without any expectation. We touched on that extensively in previous articles and posts and podcasts. Here's some food for thought and hopefully life transformation over the next few days. Ponder what Jesus, the author of love, felt like in each of these situations. Today and tomorrow, we're going to ask some questions and put ourselves as best we can in Jesus' shoes, in his skin, and say, I wonder if I would have understood love the same way and would have followed through. Number one, how do you think Jesus felt relationally on the night he was betrayed? Go look at John 13, 21 and verse 38 and then Matthew 26, 31. If love were a feeling, then he would have stopped right then and there. He'd have found a new set of friends that made him feel better. But love's not a feeling. He felt horrible about the way they responded, but it didn't stop him from keeping his commitment, his love for them and for us. Love is a discipline that we can only learn and grow in when we are found in Christ. Number two, let me ask you this one. That's relationally, right? How did you think Christ felt his love for us with emotion in the garden where he was in such anguish that he sweat drops of blood? Luke 22, 44 tells us this. That's love. If love was based on feelings, he could have and should have cut and run at that very moment. This anguish is too much. Look at what it's causing me to do. This is not love. If it were based on feelings, right? If he hadn't already cut and run after his closest friends abandoned him. No, you see, love is commitment. And as we will continue to see, the author and authority of love, Jesus Christ himself, showed us clearly the reality of that love in his commitment to his Father and to us in that order. Do you know him? Do you know that kind of love or only the roller coaster love of emotions and feelings? You can know his love. I pray you know him and are growing in his love and sharing it with others. If you don't, contact us at loveandlordship@gmail.com if you'd like to know more. Now, if you're just now joining us, we're in the middle of, or early in actually, our series on wisdom, truth, and love from God's Word, bridging the gap between the Names of God series to know and love him more fully and with all we are, to the Identity in Christ series. How do we then learn to love ourselves? So eventually, how do we one another love others? Right? We've looked at love from the perspective of how Jesus felt relationally when his closest companions abandoned him. We just talked about that in his greatest moment of need. We looked at how he chose to love even in the mental and emotional anguish of hematohidrosis, whichever way you say it, okay? I'll go with the second one. Hematohidrosis, sweating drops of blood usually caused by extreme stress, which we know he was facing. If this cup can pass from me, Father, let it be so. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done. You see, if love were a feeling, surely the author of love, love himself, would have said, no way, that's it. That's not love. I'm done. I'm out of here. But he continued to show us what love truly is. We continue with the questions and look at how he felt and loved, even in social isolation and rejection. Have you ever been the brunt of someone or a group's joke or intentionally left out of social functions? I wonder how loving Jesus felt when the mob cried, "Crucify him, crucify him." Matthew 27, 22 through 23. Just a couple of weeks ago, we were experiencing all that and seeing the visuals and videos in our churches and remembering what price he paid. They cried this and called for his crucifixion just days after they had praised him and laid their coats and palm branches before him as a sign of homage and honor to royalty. Matthew 21, 1 through 10, Palm Sunday. How do you think he felt socially now? Surely this would be the straw that broke the camel's back and he would respond in kind. Or how about when the guards mocked him, spit on him, tore out his beard and hair? He would recognize that love would not need to go this far. Felt awful. Matthew 27, 7, 27 through 31. How do you think he felt physically? No. Relationally, emotionally, socially, physically. In all these cases, they did not change what love was and is. He responded in love by remaining committed and not even opening his mouth at any time. His love is love, and it goes far beyond and much deeper than how we feel. It is remaining committed to God, to others, and to what is right, regardless of the feelings or the cost, so others can see and know his love and know him. Do you know that kind of love? Or is your love rooted simply in desire, satisfaction, wants, and feelings? Christ showed us what real love is, and you can know that love and live it out in your marriage, family, relationships, friendships, even with your enemies, Matthew 5:44. If you want to know this kind of love, contact us at loveandlordship@gmail.com. Click on loveandlordship.com. You can connect with us there as well. Now I'm going to continue the next two or three days with some more pressing questions and comments that help us see love as commitment, as a choice, as an act of the will, rather than as simply emotions, feelings, circumstances, and infatuation. It is so much more. Wrapping up with our food for thought today, how have you seen, defined, and lived out love in your life and relationships? Is it based on feelings, hormones, circumstances only? Or is it rooted in commitment that stays the course when things get tough? Four action items again. Read the scriptures in this episode and ask the Holy Spirit to teach you. Number two, write down what the Spirit is teaching you about His truth in this message. Number three, what did you then learn about God and His love in today's program? And finally, how will you apply what you've learned about His kind of love, the only real love that exists? Tomorrow we continue with the Bridge series, so join us and invite others, family, friends, loved ones, and enemies to do the same. Now again, you can find out more from us, find our book at loveandlordship.com. You can donate there in the Give tab in the upper right. All donations are tax deductible. Thank you. If not us, keep praying until the Lord shows you who that He wants you to give to and partner with in His kingdom and for His glory. Thank you for joining us. Thanks for your prayers. Thanks always to the Lord. Make it a great day and God bless in Christ. Stay tuned now for Bill Reeser immediately following and Hope and Encounter. I'm sorry, Bill Reeser and Encounter. And then at 12:45, Greg Horn and Hope is here. I'm Greg Williams, and you're listening to The Authority of Love.